بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام افاو ملو الشیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دوران حکیم العرب العجم شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مکدہ. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لعل بدخشاں نکلا، جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا، دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا، دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا، کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا، ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو، ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو، جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا، جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا، اور درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو، نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو، اور نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا، نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا، بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت، بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت، خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا، خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا، زاہد خشک جو تھا، زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے، زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے، حامل درد ہوا، حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا، ہائے اس قطرائے دریائے محبت کا اثر، ہائے اس قطرائے دریائے محبت کا اثر، جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا، جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، جو تیری بد میں محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Mujaddid Zamana Tabriz Dora Rumi Waqt, Hazrat is explaining that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like that they look like ordinary people, people won't even recognize them, but when you come with an open heart to the gatherings of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after a while you'll realize, I thought this is an ordinary person, but what ranks he has in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't even imagine. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan so beautifully, ke khak samjha tha jisse lale badakhsha nikla. That people thought that this was an ordinary person, just ordinary, no status whatsoever, because the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not worried of their clothing, they are not worried of the houses, of the cars, the artificial things of this world. They are worried of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat explains here, when you get in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this artificial dunya's attraction doesn't attract you in any way whatsoever. So people will think this is an ordinary person. He is just like ordinary sand. But in reality, he is that very, very sparkling rose of the garden. The whole garden is envying the sparkling rose. That in the garden, the roses also are envying that. Who is this? We thought this is an ordinary soil, but this is a very, very valuable pearl. So Hazrat is explaining that in order to become this valuable pearl and to actually get just a smell of that, it is very important that a person comes to such gatherings and don't remain aloof. Otherwise, the danger is, جو تیری بز میں محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا. That those people who think that those gatherings where you learn about the love and about the love and about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have these majlises, you remain aloof, that I got no time for this. That they just going to pass time, it's just another majlis. It's not just another majlis. What you will get here, you won't get anywhere in the world. In other words, if a person remains aloof, whichever direction he goes away from, in whichever direction he turns away, he'll be in the worries, and he'll be in parishani. As Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself reminds us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't be like those people who forget about Allah, and don't have time to learn about Allah, Allah's love, Allah's greatness. Then Allah Ta'ala will make you forget yourself. You'll be in a state of pareshan, worries, depression, stress, all the time when you don't want to come here. Because Allah Ta'ala says that these are the people that fall into fisk and fujur, disobedience of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala save us all and open the eyes of our hearts to realize how valuable are these gatherings of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it shines to the people of the heavens, in other words the malaika, how the stars shine to us, these gatherings shine to them like that. So if Allah Ta'ala can only open our hearts, and we come here with an open heart to get what we have to get here, Hazrat is explaining further نے دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادا نکلا, کیونکہ وہ جانے چمن خار بیابا نکلا. That very foolish is that person. One is you remain aloof from these gatherings, you don't realize the importance of it, and then you give your heart to anybody else besides Allah. Only Allah knows the value of our heart. The one who gave us a heart, dil de do usko jisne tumhe dil diya. Give your heart to that great being who gave you a heart. Allah knows the value of the heart. And the heart is the king. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, Allah ta'ala mentions in Hadith Qudsi that the skies are too small, I can't fit. The earth is too small. If there's a place I can fit, is the heart of a believer. But that heart has to be prepared. And we have to open that heart for Allah ta'ala to come in that heart. And that is where we have to come, as Hazrat explains in front. Because if you give your heart to anybody else besides Allah, you are so immature and you're such a foolish, stupid person. Because you're supposed to be the life of the garden. Allah gave you life. Allah Ta'ala gave you this beautiful life to become the friend of Allah and to become a beautiful garden. You've now became a thorn in the jungle. You gave your life to somebody else and you're living in Parishani and a thorn in the jungle and running behind the dunya. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us, لا تكونوا أبناء الدنيا. Don't become the children of dunya. The more you run behind dunya, dunya runs away from us. And when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one hand span we come, Allah comes one arm's length to us. We go one arm length, Allah comes two arm's length to us. So this is where we have to come to learn how to get close and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that Allahu Akbar, who finally realize that who are the great men in the world, Hazrat explained, Sari dunya ki khirad aayi fida hone ko, jab kabhi josh e junu cha ki gareba nikla. When the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the josh, when their hearts are steaming with the madness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see their buttons are also open, they look so simple, but what is coming out from that heart, that love of Allah ta'ala in josh, like a ball of fire, and when they speak, and when this ball of fire affects the heart, then all the so-called intelligentsia of the world, they come and humble themselves in front of them. And they come sit like ordinary mendicants, and they become loyal servants. Like we know the famous Judge Akbar Allahabadi, who was a judge in the time of the British. Outwardly in dunya he had a high position, very big degree. But when he came in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he heard the bayan of the love of Allah, then he had to declare to the world that na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That if you want the reality of life and you want real value in your life, you won't just get it by reading kitabs, just by listening to CDs or on the internet anywhere. You'll have to come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit at their feet, look at their lives and become like them. Allah give me tawfiq and all of us that this is what we come learn here. And then what you'll get here, dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaro se. Shaykh fir sare jahan se bhi meherban nikla. If you want that true pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is painful. In the beginning, when a person is a starter, getting the love of Allah, it's still a bit hard to get up for fajr. You're feeling it painful. But as the love of Allah penetrates the heart, it's no more painful, it's enjoyable. Forget making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pious person says, kabhi taato ka surur hai, kabhi itirafi kusur hai. Sometimes we get the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah. Now you're getting up for tahajjud. Tears are rolling down your eyes. You're enjoying yourself. A person who doesn't know, he thinks you're standing in the cold night. And you are so foolish and you're feeling cold, you're crying. But what enjoyment you're getting, he doesn't know. And sometimes you enjoy crying to Allah that, oh Allah, please forgive me. How I passed my past life. So where you will get the dard, the pain of the love of Allah, by those people who got the sickness. This is that bimari, that juju dawa ki bimari bharti gai. That as you treated the sickness of the love of Allah, it increased all the time. So where you will get the sickness, by those who got the sickness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should really be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Then a person will realize that great personality
who taught me about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just gave me an inkling, an idea that what I should be working for, spending my life for, then you realize, Ya Shaykh, fi sari jahan se bhi meherban nikla. That who could be the most kind person in the whole world to you is your Shaykh who guided you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who showed us the path now, who showed us direction. We were lost, we don't know what is direction. As our Dada Shaykh in another beautiful poem says so beautifully, that we didn't know about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, by the company of your lovers we learn about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will appreciate the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat explains, if you still remain aloof, what will be the condition of such a person? Nare shahwat mein nazar aaye andere dil ko, noore taqwa dile mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. Then a person, the desires, the evil temptations of yours will be like a ball of fire. And then you'll see your heart is just dark and blackened, going towards haram activities, haram places. When a person wants to remain aloof from the friends of Allah, you don't want to put that ball of fire of the love of Allah that will wipe out this fire of your lust and desires. As a great personality explains, there are two things that normally keeps a person away from hidayat. One is this waswasa, all evil thought. Then your qaida also spoiled. When your qaida spoiled, obviously where your amal is going to be in order. And the second thing is, generally is the snar of shahwat, the passion and desire, the haram entertainment, etc. Then your heart becomes totally dark. Then you can explain a person that what you are doing is totally wrong, but he just can't understand. Because Allah Ta'ala has put it so beautifully, Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. That heart has become like rusted. Nothing makes sense to him. And the time we are living in, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold that the time will come when the bad will be regarded as good. The good will be regarded as bad. And today we see our youngsters. Call them a Maulana, Hafiz Sab. No, I'm not a Maulana, don't call me that. But on their bags, their cars, all filthy things they will write. Bad boys, dirty dozen. So Allah Ta'ala save us. When we don't realize that we have to come here for our treatment, then the heart with that burning flame of passion and desires, it will remain in darkness. But Allah Ta'ala has put desires together with that. Allah has given us the ability and the capacity of what? Noor-e taqwa, dil-e mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. That noor of taqwa, where you can acquire that noor, it's in your heart. But it just has to be flamed up. It just has to be lit up. And where will it get lit up? So beautifully a pious person says, Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This flame of the love of Allah won't just get kindled on its own. It will be lit up. Just come put your candle next to that flame and see how your heart will also get lit up. Then with the noor of taqwa, you will see that your heart now becomes like a beautiful garden. Your friends are going towards haram entertainment. Very easily you can stay away. And you don't even get interested in that. And you stay away and they are surprised. What's wrong with you? You are living in a different world, but you are living in the real world. So Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to realize this. بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت خاک سمجھا تھا جس سے لال بدخشاں نکلا. Hazrat says, after a long time, people have only recognized who are the people of love, who are the اہل محبت. Otherwise, till today, the Western world cannot understand that Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has written 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. They call him a great philosopher, whatever, but they can't understand that what he wrote is in the love of Allah. Because today people only know artificial infatuation, and artificial which we call love, which is not love. Love is something that is outgoing, and Allah who created love, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is offering His love to us. So after a long time, if we come regularly here to the gatherings of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll realize these are the people of love. These are the people whose hearts are so valuable. Otherwise, like that, we think they are ordinary, simple people. They'll come in the masjid, we won't even recognize them. They'll be walking, going to do their work in the bazaar also, you won't recognize them. But when you really come regularly, and then you realize that this is that a beautiful flower which the whole garden is envying. That very special flower. So Hazrat further explained that a person who comes here, you might, and if you like that, you stay away from these gatherings, you might be doing lot of other work of deen also, but you'll be still like a dry person. Zaide khush jota, peere mugha ke sadqe, hamile dard, dard hua ghair se nala nikla. Allahu Akbar. A person who was outwardly disinclined from this world, ascetic, a zaid, he was making his ibadah, doing other work of deen also, but he was still dry. He didn't know the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't know how to talk to people about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he didn't want to come to such gatherings. But when he was encouraged, and now he came to such a gathering, through the barakat of that sheikh who's got the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he started hearing that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made it such that he also started carrying the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he was totally disinclined towards other people. Not worried what people will say. Then not worried about position or anything. He was not worried of the cries of others. He was just now worried that Allah must be happy with us. So we have to become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are not dry in our love. Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Hazrat further explains, hai is qatre darya muhabbat ka asar, jisko samjha tha ki qatra hai, wo tufaan nikla. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, when you come in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as you start getting that one drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what effect it will have in your heart, that you thought is just one drop from the big ocean of the love of Allah, just one drop. But regularly as you come, as Hazrat explained, a child also grows up, the parents don't realize the child is growing. But the auntie, somebody see him after 3-4 months, say, oh, you've gone so big. So in these gatherings of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if myself become with an open heart, that one drop of the love of Allah ta'ala that will affect the heart, what will be the effect of it? Jisko samjha tha ki qatra hai, wo tufaan nikla. That now people will be surprised when this person starts talking of the love of Allah. They thought it's just one drop of the love of Allah, but it became like a storm. Now he is talking also and people's hearts are getting affected. And Allahu Akbar, as Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, that person who thinks he is a thorn, then just stay in the company of the roses. Then, but that thorn that stays in the company of the roses for the whole life, that thorn will still remain a thorn. But a human thorn like myself, if we come in the company of the true roses, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has shown the world so many in a short while, Allah has changed those thorns into beautiful gardens. And how they have changed the world. So that will be like a storm that will change the world. Hazrat finally mentions, khar samjha tha jisse ahle jahan akhtar, daman fakr mein uske hi gulistan nikla. That people who thought this is an ordinary thorn, the whole world didn't recognize this pious person. Hazrat, out of his humbleness, mentions that people who didn't recognize, like our Dada Sheikh, while he was in the khidmat of his Sheikh, he looked like an ordinary student. But when he wrote, Allahu Akbar, the Ma'arif-e-Masnawi, then even Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali was shocked and said, is that humble boy who was with Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, did he write this? Then he said, La farqa bayna wa bayna Maulana Rum. There's no difference between him and Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. So the people who thought that this is an ordinary thorn, then in his simple, humble way, in his simple, humble dressing, etc., he became the envy of the garden. And people realize that this is the garden we have to go to become that thorn, we are those thorns, and how we can change our shape and our form, and we can start getting the smell of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant it to all of us out of His kindness.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم one very beautiful and very beautiful point which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has explained, and inshallah which can help us a lot in order to give up all the disobedience of Allah and to get very close to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, whenever the desire of committing a sin, breaking the law of Allah, going against Allah Ta'ala, then think, from who are you breaking away? Who are you leaving? Allah, who is so loving, so kind, who has given me my everything, my eyes, my brains, whatever I can think of, my children, my home, we are breaking away from Him. And who are we joining to? We are joining with Shaitan. We are joining with nafs, who are declared enemies of ours. So if a person just thinks that I break away from the greatest friend, the greatest helper, the greatest, most kind being, Allah Ta'ala, I upset Him, and I please Shaitan, I please my nafs, who are my enemies, who are out to destroy me, I make them happy. So if we just think of that, inshallah, we will easily be able to give up guna without any difficulty. Just this little logical thing we have to think about. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Whenever the desire, thought of any guna comes, or we are involved in guna, think, who are we displeasing? Who are we breaking away from, and who are we joining to? If we think of that, Allah Ta'ala inshallah will make it very, very easy. And that is the one great advantage of sitting with these great Allah Wala. They make it very easy for us to correct our lives, which we find is difficult. We try it so much, we are failing all the time, but they just have one little point and they make it easy. Also, another great point Hazrat explained, whenever we are committing a sin, then that is the beginning point of Allah's azab coming upon us. At that moment we don't feel that azab is coming. Like for example, a person at the police station, wherever the police is, they have taken out a warrant of arrest for him. But he is in a party, he is enjoying himself, he's got no idea that there is a warrant of arrest at this moment that they have sent out to arrest me. So just like that, when we are in guna, at that time realize, so to say, Allah has sent your warrant of arrest. And you are now from zero point, you are going in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's azab is coming on you, though you don't feel it at that time. And then when finally the police will come, they arrest you, then you realize. But just like that, when He is with them, and He is very kind, He gives a lot of chance to make tawbah, not chance to make more guna. We carry on making more guna, but He is giving us chance to make tawbah and to come. He's so merciful, so kind. In fact, the dua that Rabbana zanamna anfusana, O Allah, we have done a great wrong to ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana, if you will not forgive us, lanakunanna min al-khasirin, we will be amongst the losers. So if we have to think that we are saying that I will be amongst the losers, I'm not asking for forgiveness in there, please forgive me, I'm just saying I'll be amongst the losers. So it's like a loose end, that we are telling Allah we will be amongst the losers. If Allah wants to say you are amongst the losers, you be amongst the losers. You are saying you'll be. Allah has taught us this dua. But what does it mean? Actually, that Allah doesn't want you to be amongst the losers. And we are saying, I will be amongst. So Allah says, no, I don't want you to be amongst the losers. So I will forgive you. So when Allah is that great, loving, kind being. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to correct our lives. And these points will help us tremendously. Also, these few du'as that we have taught, Ya Karimu, Ya Samadu, Ya Azizu, Ya Mughni, Ya Nasir, we must not just suffice with these du'as. 120 times istighfar, etc., all that. No, the first thing, we have worry of our iman. And then make effort on our iman. And the expression of it will be with namaz. Then see that we are making our namazes are becoming qaza, and we are reading lot of wazifas. We are reading lot of durood sharif also. But no namaz in my life. Namaz, I'm very lax about it. No. Get our priorities in order. all these wazifas, duas are there, but the priorities must be there. Most important, our iman, our ta'alluq with Allah, which comes very greatly with the ma'rifat, recognition to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And by the writings and the teachings of our elders, this opens it very easily for us. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Yeah, we were reading, and this person writes to Hazrat and he says, Hazrat wala, ye nakara sohbat-e-murshid ki barkat se apne aap ko is hal mein paata hai ke tamam makhlooq ke khuda apne se behtar nazar aati hai. He says, by coming to you, and if just so much also we can acquire, it is a great thing. That Hazrat, by coming to you and sitting in your majlis all the time, I've come to realize I am the worst, the weakest, the worst in all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. If a person realizes that, then very, very fortunate is he. Aur qalb mein aisa mehsoos karta hai ke duniya mein main sabse zyada kamtar aur Allah ki makhlooq mujhse badarjaha behtar hai. And I've also come to understand that of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, not only Muslims, not only humans, of all the creations of Allah Ta'ala, I am the lowest and I am the weakest. And everyone is by many, many more degrees, is much more better than me. So Hazrat replies to that, Nihayat Mubarak Hal hai. This is a very, very good condition. If you feel that, if that comes in you really, that I am the worst. And at the moment, for example, we'll fight with the wife. And why? We go to somebody for arbitration, we'll take out all her faults. In other words, we know that she's worse than us. That means I'm better than her. And when a person feels I am the worst, there won't be arguments, there won't be fights. So wherever we feel that I'm better than somebody else, that's why they need to fulfill my right. They need to respect me. They need to serve me. They need to honor me. But if I am the worst, then what do I deserve? And then a person, and that is the prescription for happiness in the world. And so a person has to realize that I am the worst. The other point he writes, خانقہ میں جب نظر ڈالتا ہوں تو ہر آدمی کو کسی نہ کسی ذکر میں مشغول پاتا ہوں. He says, he's there in the خانقہ by Hazrat in Karachi. When I look around to all the people in the خانقہ, I say everyone is busy with some good work. Everyone is engaged in some good thing or the other. اور خانقہ کا ایک چوکیدار ایک ڈرائیور بھی ایسا لگتا ہے کہ اللہ پاک ان سے کوئی کام لے رہا ہے. And in the خانقہ, when I see the guard at the door, the driver who is driving around, but I see Allah is taking some great work from everyone. And on the other hand, he says that I am doing nothing. So I'm seeing, and this is also a great quality which Hazrat says upon there, Masha Allah, ye husn-e zan bhi bahut murshid ki, ye Masha Allah, ye husn-e zan bhi muhabbat-e murshid ki dalil hai, mubarak ho. He says, this is also a sign that you love your Shaykh. That is why you are saying everyone connected with the Shaykh, that everyone, mashallah, look at him, he's got this quality. Look at him, he's got that quality. While me, I'm useless, I'm nothing. So that is also a very good quality, that we see goodness in everyone. That also, unfortunately, wherever we sit, we find that we are finding fault in the next person. If we don't find fault, it's with me. I got no fault. And everyone else has got fault. And in fact, our buzurgs were those that whenever anything went wrong with other people, they say it's because of my evil. That's why that person is suffering. All because of my guna. Today we'll never take it like that. So that is a very important reality that we have to bring within ourselves. And for many of us also, generally, we can't understand. How can you think that I am the worst? And in fact, the psychology and therapy, what is given, that you must think you are somebody. Don't think that I am low. You must have your respect and your honor. You must think I am somebody. Therefore, also when first students learn Arabic grammar, I comes right at the end, whereas in the English grammar, I comes first. And I is always written with a capital, like the rule of grammar. So I am somebody. Whereas according to Arabic grammar, right after you start with the third person, then the second person, and the first person comes right at the end. So that is our teaching. So also here you can see that it's just grammar. But there already how much of Islah and Tasawwuf is contained in that grammar also. How the method is of teaching Arabic grammar in our madaris generally is like this. And today also, if you go to a university and you learn Arabic, it starts the opposite way also. That I am first, the first thing is I. So Allah Ta'ala, let us get this reality within ourselves, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkoli Marifat, Hadrat, we were reading, where Hadrat is explaining about Ujab, Takabbur and Ujub. Takabbur, pride, Ujub, vanity, that I think I am good. And both are totally haram. And basically, Takabbur, pride is that I think I'm better than other people. And Ujub, that I don't think I'm better than other people, but just so much also is enough for this major sin that I am good. Just to think I am good, that is also a major sin. Which that the treatment of it, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah is given very beautifully, that nek banna faraz hai. To become righteous and pious is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think that I am pious, that is haram. So in that way, a person won't give up. He'll carry on, I have to become pious. And the other danger of pride coming in me, that I am pious, that also won't come, that is haram. So I have to work all the time. And that is the only way that a person can progress and a person is safe. The common example we give, if you throw a ball up in the air, it will carry on rising with how much power and many other factors that are connected, it will keep on going up. But a point comes where it stops. And where it stops, it doesn't stay there. Immediately it comes down faster than what it went up also. So just like that, if a person is going up all the time and he doesn't stop and think, oh, now I'm good. And he carries on, I'm not good, I have to become good. And he carries on till maut, then inshallah he's safe. But before maut, where a person thinks that now I'm there. I got khilafat now, so I'm a buzurg now. Or whatever, sometimes the sheikh just praised me with something, so I'm there, I've made it now. From there you start dropping immediately. So we have to realize, nek banna faraz hai. Faraz nek banna, maut tak faraz hai. To become nek till maut is faraz. And no stage can we think that I am nek, that is haram. So Hazrat writes here further, Ujub aur kibar ki bimari se insaan Hak Ta'ala shano ke rahmat se mahroom kar diya jata hai. And the minute these two sicknesses, spiritual illnesses come in a person, pride and vanity, then he is deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah does not shower his mercy on a person who has got pride and vanity. In fact, Allah Ta'ala sends his lanat and his azab down on such a person. Apne har sifat ko, yani ilm, daulat, husn, jamal, sihat, Hak Ta'ala shanu ka atiya samajna chahiye. Whatever a person has got, his knowledge, his wealth, if he's got beauty, if he's got health, all this he should think is solely the gift of Allah. And that it is not my birthright that I had to get these things. I don't deserve them. Allah has given them to me. And in this way he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Aur usko apni zaati samajh kar, apni zaati sifat samajh kar, us par nazar karna. And if a person thinks that this is my own, I am handsome, I am beautiful, I've got knowledge, I've got no wealth, I've got this, I've got these things. The example of that, Hazrat says, aisa hai jaise koi aashiq apne mehboob ke samne ek aina nikal kar apni hi aankh naak dekh raha ho, to aise aashiq ko uska mehboob dhakke dekar nikal bahar karega. This is the example of a person who is what is beloved. Now he's what your beloved, you praise your beloved. But now what he is doing, he takes out a mirror and he says, look how handsome I am. Look at my eyes, how beautiful they are. He's praising himself in front of his beloved. Look, I'm like this. That beloved will say, you get out from here. You had to be praising me. And now you here in front of me, you praising yourself. Like that in front of Allah, when a person, his thoughts go, I'm so handsome, I'm this. Who gave you that handsomeness? Who gave you that beauty? Who gave you those eyes? Who gave you that nose, those cheeks, whatever? Who gave it? Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, here also we should be very, very careful. Our little children also. Sometimes when we think that just look at them, how handsome, how beautiful the child is, how chubby, how chuckling the child is and all that. And we attribute it, it's my child. That's why, we don't praise Allah Ta'ala. Allah protect us. Many such children, that nazar of the parents fall and they get destroyed in their sickness then. Then Allah sends some sickness on the child becomes like a cabbage now. That child that was so wonderful, 2-year-old little child, talking, cute child, running, playing, doing all things, suddenly the child is now, so Allah protect us all. Ujab aur kibar ka maraz, dunya aur akhirat, dono ko tabah kar deta hai. These two illnesses are such, ujab and kibar, pride, that they destroy our dunya also, our akhirat also gets destroyed. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all this and may let us realize Allah alone is the giver of everything and we must praise Him. And we have to be thankful to Him. Nothing is our own. And whatever even if we think we have got it, to keep it for one moment is not within us. Mort can come now immediately. And the next thing you have to, they'll take you to Qabr. Nobody has got people, many people just suddenly, they have died. Whatever illness or something. So nothing wisdom and intelligence is that we just turn to Allah. And Allah wants us to acknowledge this. This is what really, what our ibadat. Allah is so kind. He fixed namaz, roza. So if He didn't and we had to chalk out our own way to reach Allah, where should we have ever be able to do that? So and Allah Ta'ala reward our buzurgs who went out of their way to teach us these lessons and then they come into us. May Allah bring it that at least we can acknowledge it. And then we make an effort to bring this within us. Not that we find fault in it, that how can I think myself as the lowest? How can I not find fault with other people? No, it shouldn't be like that. We should understand the reality and at least be in a state where we accept it like that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. We read an instance where in Ma'arif and Masnavi, where there was this great buzurg who wanted to go out in the jungle and just make the ibadat of Allah. And he was a genuine, true buzurg. But he forgot to say, inshallah. When he went there and he made a promise to Allah Ta'ala that I will stay here, I won't eat anything except the fruit that falls from the tree. I won't ask anyone for anything. And he started, but he didn't say inshallah, he put his trust again on himself, not on Allah Ta'ala. So in punishment, Allah made it that Allah ordered the wind not to blow in where he was. So no fruit was falling from the tree. And when hunger overtakes a person, we don't know what is hunger. We just feel little bit something, then we have to put this in the mouth. That is, those people who didn't get anything to eat and they got no idea of getting anything from anyone for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, ask them what is hunger. We got no idea what is hunger. So anyway, then he broke his promise. And he went and take the fruit. In the punishment of that, Allah Ta'ala made it that a group of robbers, a gang of robbers, came and also stay in that same jungle at a different location. And somebody found out, they informed the police. The police came and first they found this buzur. So they thought he is also one of them. And they started beating him up so much so that they cut his one hand and one leg, they cut it off also. And now he was like that. And when somebody else passed and they saw this person, recognized this is that great, real, genuine buzur. He said, what have you done? The police came and begged him for forgiveness. Allah will destroy us. We didn't know that you're such a great person and you're not part of that gang of robbers who are here. Then what he says on that, we should take lesson, which we will try and read some, all the lessons which Hadrat has written, what we should take from there. One point we should take, firstly, that our whenever problems come in our lives, if Allah give us tawfiq, go backwards, reverse a bit in our thoughts. Why did this problem come in my life? I did this wrong in my life, I did that wrong. That's why he went back. That one first, when on the reverse now, the first that he broke his promise with Allah. He said, I won't take any fruit from the tree. Now that I went and take, I made an agreement with Allah. I broke that agreement. That is why my hand and leg got cut. And we go a little back, why did he go and pick the fruit? Because he did not say, Inshallah. There he did not trust on Allah. So that caused all this. Now, all the system of Allah is working, which is Allah's system, which is over our system of cause and effect of this dunya. Like one alim explained, two brothers, they got land which they inherited, whatever. So the one brother, he made zulm on the other brother and he usurped and took his land away also. So the alim asked that who is the wrongdoer in this? We all will say the one who took the land away, he's the wrongdoer. So he says the first wrongdoer is that brother whose land was taken away. He did something wrong to Allah, which Allah put this person as a punishment for him to take his land away. But we don't look at it and we are not responsible for that in this world. In this world, even in a pure Islamic country, the qadi, the judge, will give judgment according to what happened. We won't delve in that. But for us it is, we should see, try and understand that system of Allah which is working. Muslims are suffering, we'll say the non-Muslims are causing this to them. But if we go and see, it's our own doings, our own sin, that we have brought it upon ourselves. And Allah uses, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah uses the more worse enemies to punish the less enemies. Allah uses them in this world. So this is the system of Allah. So in our own lives also, where things are not going right, reverse a bit and see what has caused that. From there, go a little back, see what has caused that. A person, for example, Allah protect us all, becomes a murtad. It isn't now we will blame his company. But where there's something he did that Allah made him go in that company. So that also, as mu'mineen, our eyes have to be on that side also. Not only on this outside thing. Today the school environment is bad, the cell phone is so bad, all that is bad. But what has brought all that onto us? There are things that have brought all this onto us. So we should, and if we can't do that more, simply, basically, tawbah istighfar. And blanket amnesty we ask from Allah. That 100% I am the guilty one and I beg of you for your mercy. I can't see my mistake, I can't see my fault, but I admit I am the guilty one. And because of my evil, the animals are suffering. The land is lying dry, no rain is coming. All the problems that are coming because of my evil. And we cry like that to Allah and Allah makes us maaf, then good conditions will come. And that will be also if we realize that all conditions are solely and only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.